The area where all this took place is in fields on either side, and as they drove back towards their house, they became aware of another, the same or similar triangular-shaped object come very, very quickly towards their car at an alarming speed. It was so fast that the young boy, who was also in the back of the car, started screaming out, "Mummy, Mummy, what's that?" And it flew over their car and was gone in seconds. They went back to their house, and Jane said to this teenage girl who was in the house, her friend, she says, "You'll not believe what we have just seen. It's crazy. It was one of those UFO objects." This daughter refused to believe them. They eventually coaxed this young girl to come into the car and let's go out and drive back out to that vicinity and see if we can see it again. They drove along the road, and then they turned off the road to go down a smaller road and towards this range of trees. The reason they did this was coming up from this range of trees was like tubular columns of light. There was about 12 of these coming from the forest floor up through the trees, illuminating the sky and the clouds. There was red, green, and blue lights. And then suddenly they stopped the car and they looked into the sky above them. And there were hundreds and hundreds of tiny sparkling lights, like a kid's sparkler you hold in your hand. There was lots of them above their heads. And also on Falkland Hill, there was this orange ball of light. They haven't seen this before. And then, very bizarrely, they became aware of this blue mist pervaded the front of the forest. And this is where it gets really bizarre, because they claim that contained within this blue mist, they saw hundreds of small grey creatures lifting up boxes and canisters and moving them back towards a clearing in the forest, which appeared to one of the ladies to contain one of these triangular-shaped objects.
Did the eyewitnesses have the impression that these dozens of small, gray, non-human beings were digging these boxes and cylinders out of the soil in the forest?
Well, that's a good question. And that's a question I did put to the witnesses. They says as far as they could see, they were only lifting these boxes and cylinders from the ground rather than digging them up from the ground. But that is a good question. Maybe part of that was unseen by them. They were just transfixed by these little grey creatures moving these boxes. But even more bizarrely, were these very, very tall brown beings, creatures, I don't know, call them what you will, who were standing. One was standing to the right of all this activity and one to the left.
Brown colour.
Brown, yeah, Very tall, much taller than the small grey beings. And they had flat heads at the back and a pointed face. It was very bizarre what they said. And at one point, one of these tall beings bent down with his knees and got his hand and placed the back of his hand on the forest floor. Now, what he was doing, what that indicated, I don't think we'll ever know. But that was a gesture that this being put his hand down onto the forest floor. Now, just then, the witnesses claim that two or three of these small beings then, somehow, were encased in, if you can imagine, a soap bubble. They were encased in a very big 8 to 12 foot soap bubble. Sounds bizarre, but this is what they said. And suddenly, these beings have blown across this field to their direction.
Were the small gray beings putting the boxes and the cylinders, the beams of light that were going up into the triangular craft?
As far as the witnesses could ascertain, these beings were taking these boxes and cylinders towards this triangular-shaped object in the woods.
Was the triangular craft down on the forest floor?
It was, yeah.
And that's where the gray beings seem to be carrying the boxes and the cylinders?
That's correct, yeah.
Were the beams only coming from underground or from the ground up through the trees?
Yeah, that's correct. The beams were only coming from inside the forest, from the ground coming up.
How far were the eyewitnesses from where all this action was going on?
Probably about 500 to 600 yards.
You've got all of these small, non-human gray beings that are moving these boxes and cylinders into the triangle on the forest floor, and you have the two extremely tall, brown-colored beings with flat back heads and pointed faces that seem to be standing either in a supervisory role or something unknown. Where do these soap bubbles come from, and what goes into the soap bubbles?
They didn't physically see any of these small creatures going into these cocoons, these soap bubbles, call them what you will. They only remember seeing these beings and the brown beings, then suddenly, bang, it was like they were there. There was these cocoons of soapy bubbles type of things moving across towards them. And Mary Morrison then put her foot on the gas and the car was speeding out of there at a terrific speed. And as it did so, the whole road, the whole area, was illuminated by a massive blue burst of light, just pervaded the whole area. They just went straight back to their house. They were shaking, they were trembling. Even though they had a massive fright, they wanted to go back out. Come on now, we've got to see some more of this. This is just extraordinary. This is bizarre. And I suppose it's human nature that you can either go two ways. Either lock the doors and stay inside and that's that, or you just want to find out what happened here. And so thankfully they did go back out. They didn't see any of the soap bubble type of things, but they did see the lights and they did still see that activity. So it was pretty strange and bizarre for them.